Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
He is a hit here at the diner so far. Cato Kaelin in diner with us.
We love Cato. We love Cato. We love Cato. I walked in. I didn't know. I saw a lot of older people here. I said, and the lady said, "Welcome to Walmart." I'm like, "What's going on here?" She's passing out Prozac. Stop it, people.
Cato, are you still recognized that easily? Are you still, the type of thing? Do they know who you are? Do they think you're somebody else?
I am somebody else.
Yeah.
Boy, I've been told that before. Yeah, people recognize me. It's so funny because that was 24 years ago. I've done so much since then. So, yeah, people.
You were even a radio talk show host.
A radio talk show host.
What kind of talk did you do?
What kind of talk did I do? Sign language. It was terrible on radio.
No, was it politics?
It was everything. We did it. I did it out of L.A. I followed Howard Stern, and then he was on our station. So it was great. Then I did radio after that, and now currently I'm doing a TV show called Sports Haters on the Dish Network. Sports Haters is our motto is we say what you're thinking, push the envelope until you get paper cuts.
All right. So what do you think of Philadelphia teams?
Philadelphia, the entire city. I mean, it's the state is just on fire with them, with the Eagles. And I guess the Phillies are doing okay. Villanova. It's sort of, and I'm originally from Milwaukee, and I'm a passionate sports fan with Packers, Brewers, and the Bucks. So, and the Sixers are good here.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. Very good. So
I'm wearing a jock right now in case someone wants a game. Here we go.
So, Comic-Con, what exactly do you do? They work the road. Jim DiLorenzo is a friend, told me the word is moderator or something. What do you moderate at Comic-Con?
Here's where let's go. Have you ever seen America's Got Talent?
Yes.
So I compare myself to Tyra Banks, except I look better in a dress. And I am we do a show. On our show, we've got the best of every city we go to. And what we do is we hire the jugglers, the musicians. So we have, like, the groups that do 90s hits, 80s. Then we have comics, dancers, everything. Right. So we fill up every city with the best of that. We book it. So I do complete entertainment on the stage while people are out there meeting Jason Momoa, Sebastian Stan from Infinity War, and whatever actors are there. And it's continuous from beginning to end, so you always have something going on at the Wizard World Comic Con.
Sounds like a lot of hours for you, right?
It's a lot of hours, but I'm cracking up. In the following that I'm getting because of it, it's been amazing, from the Twitter to Instagram and everything else. People have been great, and a lot of people go, "That you're not the same kid." They have to get my ID because they don't believe it's me.
Now, I don't remember you coming across during the trial, if that was a glory day. I don't know.
The trial
of the century.
Oh, that trial. Yeah. I'm sorry. No, I forgot who I was for a second.
I don't.
Trial. Oh, yeah. You mean that thing.
No, I don't remember you coming across that way. You didn't come across as energetic, as much of a comedian.
Well, I mean, it was a trial.
I know it's a murder trial, allegedly.
Dom,
come on. Everybody was entertaining here.
Well, you know what, Dom? It was a terrible. I tell people this all the time. My parents have passed away, but at the I'm always about the light. It was such a dark period. And everybody shied away from what the trial really was about with, two wonderful people that lost their lives. So, and it was this person. It was such a dark, dark thing, especially for the Goldmans and the Browns. It was horrific.
Now, I saw you recently. You were on Entertainment Tonight, one of those, and they had you breaking down when O.J. was talking to the parole board. And O.J. kind of is one step out of the jail, and he uses that tone that's kind of threatening to the parole board, correcting them on what the record was and all. They had you comment on hearing that voice again.
I guess so. You know, that's a while ago I remember doing that. Yeah, it looked like when he was doing his parole board that he was trying to justify again why he's innocent, and it wasn't even – he didn't have to litigate anything.
Right.
It was a thing that was just going to happen. Mm-hmm. I hear questions about, Cato, do you ever see O.J.? I don't see anybody in a trial. I mean, I saw pictures of O.J. He looked like he put on a lot of weight, and I remember a different time when it was only the glove that didn't fit.
All right, wait a minute. Where I have to give the obligatory. Where?
Yeah. Dom.
There you go. All right. Yes. Yeah. Let's so, a little slow.
Can we fire Dom, please? He's awful. He is so awful on the. Holy cow! Your timing, Dom. What happened? No, it's just that, you know, I do a comedy, and I host a lot of comedy events, and when I travel, people want me to do. I always have to sort of address the elephant in the room, and so I do a quick 3 minutes to get that out
what
of the way.
What do you say?
Well, it's difficult because it depends on the room. You know, I'm not when I get on stage. Right. Let's face it, I'm not used to being judged by more than 12 people. Dom, will you please do your job? You got one job to press the button for laughs, Dom.
Well, I'll decide
you got
that.
One job, Dom.
Hey, Bill, back there, you can decide. You can signal me when we have to hit the laugh button here.
Alexa, can we get a laugh? Let me get my phone. Alexa, can we have a laugh?
Why do you think he's guilty? When did you come to that conclusion?
Well, I just think it's sort of America does it from
exactly.
all the shows. And,
right.
You know, I was sequestered. I didn't watch the trial. So the more that I saw afterwards, it's like it was, you know, very guilty man, I think, in my opinion. So I don't think it's kind of a no-brainer. The detectives during the trial actually became friends of mine. I had contact with them from Tom Lang, still talked to Tom. And, you know, they had told me that they had so much evidence that they said this was like a two-minute Columbo episode.
They seem to be Cato, they seem to be incompetent to me, though.
I don't know what was...
You didn't see
I'm
what
not a lawyer,
trial,
so I don't know
right.
what was. I don't
right.
know what's thrown out, what right. they didn't use. You know, as ESPN did an Academy Award-winning documentary, I was blown away because there's stuff that I didn't know from not so much about the O.J. life of, you know, it's very, very Shakespearean of the whole
rise
celebrity
and
marriage.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just the rise and fall.
Well, it was shocking.
Someone.
I mean, O.J. Simpson was a guy we all admired. Pinnacle, that type, running through the airports with Arnold. Remember, he did it with Arnold Palmer, of all people.
That's what I'll have to drink. Right. Can I get an Arnold Palmer?
All right, the guy will bring it over here. So, your career now, what is it exactly that you do in your own dish? You do Comic-Con. What are you doing
on
a regular basis?
Of course, Jerry's here. Jerry, who booked this whole thing. Comic-Con, we're continuous. We've got about 20 shows this year. So I'm on the road with that. I developed a show and sold it. Will it get on the air? I don't know. And it's an incredible show. I like it to be a comedy, but I wrote one series because true crime is the number one genre everybody's looking for. And it's called Wrong Place, Wrong Time. And it's anybody that's been involved in any kind of crime ancillary to what they are. And they're on the sidelines of crime of what if. Mm-hmm. What if I didn't make that call? What if I went through that door? And how someone's life can change from a moment on. And what happens? It's called Wrong Place, Wrong Time. And then I'm attached to some other TV show comedies. And currently we're developing a game show with our The Wizard World.
Now, I got to tell you, when I saw you back then, I can remember they called you America's House Guest, and it was said...
Favorite House Guest, Dom. Please.
Yeah, but it was said it in a derogatory way, and you got much more dimensions than just a guy glomming on. So, I mean, you actually have done 100 different things that require a lot of talent, writing, skill, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess people could say, I thought it was a sort of endearing at parts because it depends on who said it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, America's Favorite House Guest, if you did an event, it's like, okay, I'll go with the joke.
Right.
You know, it's nothing, you got, when you know who you are, and like I said, I was raised with a very large family out of Milwaukee, and that was the backbone of anything that was terrible happened in my life. I always had that. I had the same friends for over 30 years. When you got a great base, you can great things happen of who you know who you are.
Now, all these events and all that you do you steer away from politics? I have no idea of anything political about Cato Kaelin.
You know what? I don't. You know, politics is. Is the crowd happy? Are we doing okay? Is everybody okay with the economy and that? I don't know. Right. I don't know if I'm a Trump guy or not. I know that he got 45% more factory jobs in America.
Have you ever met Trump?
Unfortunately, it's a cheesecake factory, but still. Dom, can I finish the routine? Dom, it's the Cheesecake Factory. The guy's wearing the OG mask. There's a guy sitting in the restaurant wearing an OG mask. It's 2018.
Do you get that still where you go? Do you get a heckle? How do you deal
just
with hecklers?
Just at Michael's Diner.
Right, yeah.
I don't really get heckle. I get people that, you know, I honestly what I get is people smiling. Mm-hmm. I think they did, and they just, I've heard a lot of times that, hey, Cato, so nice to meet you. So, and that's not being big-headed. It's just it makes me feel wonderful because there's so many haters on social media. You can hide behind your computer, Dom, and say bad things because it's so easy, and everybody does that. And why? You know,
Cato, politics. Did that politics. Help you? Put you on your map? We wouldn't have known who Cato Kaelin was necessarily.
You don't because his last name's Kaelin. You call me Cato Caleb. Dom, I'm on your show.
Come on.
Dom, I'm on your show.
All right, Kate. All right, put the knife down there. Come on, no knife jokes.
Not me, that's the guy.
Again, now, did it help you or did that just stick? You got typecast with that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know what? Anything that's happened in the past, I can't change.
Mm-hmm.
I can't change the past, Dom. Everything I do is from this moment on and how to make things better in life. So I can't go backwards in time. So I don't dwell on the past. I can only make things great for people and what's going on in my life now. Oh, stop it. Cut it out. Oh, no way. I got a standing O at Michael's Diner. I guess I will get a bagel.
Now, you did a TV show, Tailgating with Cato.
Oh, it's a great show. I did about 200 episodes of that. And the great thing about Tailgating with Cato, I worked with a gentleman. His name's Elky David. Elky David, mm-hmm. If you Google him, he's a Greek billionaire. Just eccentric, but great guy. So our show aired also on Sky TV in Britain. Mm-hmm. And, well, one time I was number four show there. And it was me just having guests talking sports, but just a lot of girls on the show that didn't even have to know about sports. And it was just kind of set up in a routine like this, the table, microphones talking, and showing clips like a Tosh.0, and just so much fun to do.
So when do you start at Comic-Con? Is it tonight? Is Thursday
tonight,
first?
4 o'clock on Thursday.
4 o'clock on Thursday. And you'll be doing what?
At the Comic-Con, we'll have I haven't seen my what acts will be there. But I'm on the main entertainment stage. You can't miss me. You have to walk by me first to go through the show. I will welcome you. Please come up and get a selfie. Take a photo. $3,000. I don't care. The money's going to charity for me. Charity just walked in. Get over here, darling. Charity! So Yeah, four. Then Friday was at noon till 8, and then Saturday will be just jam-packed. Philadelphia's a great show. It's just a huge crowd. And Sunday, and there's major talent that will be there.
Who's some of the other folks again, Cato, that'll be there?
Well, some of my favorites that I've become friends with now are Sebastian Stan, who I love. He played Bucky Barnes. He's the Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. And all the kids, if there's kids listening to your show, which I don't think. Bucky, well, there's a kid back there. The gentleman wearing the diaper. Thank you. I guess you're a kid, sure. Is it cloth? Anyway, so we got that. We got Jason Momoa from Now he does. Dom just hit his cue. He just hit the comedy laugh button.
Thanks for waking me up there, Bill. Yeah.
Jerry, throw some more names up.
Yeah.
Ezra Miller from Justice League. Ray Fisher, he plays Cyborg in Justice League. Of course, I said Jason Momoa, he plays Aquaman. Oh, Henry Winkler.
Yeah, we've had Henry Winkler on. Yeah.
Oh, Henry's great. And by the way, Henry, I love the HBO show Barry. He's just such a big highlight on the show. Anybody watch Barry on HBO? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Follow me on Instagram, everybody, please.
All right. Where do we find all things Cato?
Where do we find you? That's a great question. I really, really want you guys to go. And if you don't have Instagram, get on at Cato, K-A-T-O _ Kaelin, K-A-E-L-I-N. And Dom, here's the great thing. I do these little bits, comedy bits. They're 15-second bits on my Instagram page. And because of it, I book 3 shows and one national show that wants to do a bit. I do these things when people get off the airplanes because I travel so much. And I do it like it's an air horse race of them rushing from gate to gate. And the lady with the Samsonite followed by the man wearing a pizza shirt. The pizza shirt's in front. Man wearing untied shoes. Untied shoes in front. And we got a win now by one length at the money track.
The
oh, my God.
Won.
We got a Zamboni. It's not a Zamboni. That's tiring a handicapped person. They're the winner. I always thought about that. Of politics. Getting back there, I'll set myself up for my own joke there. We have any people that believe the earth is flat? We got that Kyrie Irving for the Celtics is going on.
Yes,
on
yeah,
shows
exactly.
Saying the earth is flat. And NASA proved and Christopher Columbus proved the earth is round. And now politicians are proving that it's crooked. But seriously, where's that button?
All right.
That's me working the buttons, people. That's me working the buttons.
All right. Cato Kaelin here.
What's going on, mister?
Step up and get a photo with them here. Only $3,000. Cato Kaelin with us here.
I'm having the best time at Michael's Diner. There she is.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
I met my wife at Michael's Diner.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.